Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!
Hello, beloved consumers! I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. You said your name normal.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've abandoned the bit. We're in episode 10, and that is, we've now officially categorized how long it takes me to abandon a bit. To abandon a bit, which is...
How many hours is that now, collectively?
Which is 9 episodes of a podcast.
We're like a half an hour each.
Yeah, but... The actual recording is ranging from like 40 minutes to like over an hour.
Oh, true.
So it's maybe about 9 hours. So I'm going to give myself big ups on the commitment to the saying my name kind of weird bit.
Honey, and I think, you know, you might find that when this comes out, the people miss you saying it weird. Everybody, I felt thrown off.
I think people might really turn on me for it.
I'm going to squeeze your toe.
Thank you.
So today is this... It's taken us 10 episodes. But today is special because we've finally taken a listener suggestion, honey.
Welcome to Rebrand the Podcast.
Where we don't know how to engage with our listenership.
We're incapable of it.
Okay, honey, tell us who sent it in and what it is. What's the rebrand?
Okay, this is a wonderful suggestion from KC, who recommended that we rebrand Megabus. And then they say, I bet you $1 that Mort...
Your pause. I was like, is he having a stroke? What's happening?
I woke up 4 minutes ago. Have you ever done a podcast in the liminal space between sleep and consciousness? It is like being in the weirdest dream.
Yeah, we didn't schedule ourselves that well today. I brought up the Wikipedia, and this is the least involved, least descriptive Wikipedia intro I've ever read. Megabus is an intercity bus service operating in the United States and Canada. End of introduction to Wikipedia page.
Well, this really gets us to the heart of the Megabus problem, which is that somehow it's perceived that there's nothing exciting about the Megabus.
Apart from the sort of tacit suggestion that you might get hurt.
Well, that's the reality of the Megabus. The reality of the Megabus is that you're entering the Terror Dome. But it's $1.
Incredible that it's a dollar. Definitely don't change that. I have an immediate idea right out the gate, which is, why is their mascot a pedophile? Why is their mascot? Why is he the man? If you don't know who I'm talking, go look up Megabus. There's a rosy-cheeked, his dimples are extremely well-articulated for no reason. He's got a dead look in his eyes and a very small smile. It's just...
You don't know that Megabus is the official interstate bus system for pederasts. No, that's an excellent point. Yeah.
Right? I mean, look, describe this man, honey. Describe him.
He looks like if a baby was born and you kept him in a room for 30 years and showed him movies from the 50s, and also he was a child predator.
And he is huge on the side of the bus. He takes up a third of the bus real estate.
There was an original version of their logo that was much more like, it's hard to describe, not like 8-bit, but much less human looking. It was a man, but he looked like a cartoon man. That is this thing where people combine cartoons and human beings too closely. Like, that is too much human in a weird cartoon.
What's fucked up is that his body is indistinct. Most of his face is indistinct. Like, his eyes look like clip art eyes, but his nose has shading. And his dimples, which are far too high, they're right underneath his eyes.
Yes.
It's like someone moved his cheekbones so that they were underneath his eyelids. But his eyes are the dead eyes of a serial killer. And they're staring right at you. This one that I'm looking at, it is the entire rear of the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
From
the
top of the bus to the bottom of the bus is just this man with a strange, like, murderous clown smile. Actually, a murderous clown is more appealing. If Pennywise was on the back of this bus, I would be more likely to get on the bus. I cannot overstate how fucking unsettling this man is.
If the guy from Saw... If his mouth was the door of the bus, I would be more likely to get on. Cool. Even Brad Pitt that size would be somewhat troubling. But this horror show.
There's one, honey, where he's pointing.
No!
Like this one where he's pointing, he's like, you, I'm gonna touch you. You're next. Come on the bus, it's only a dollar. Like, it's so creepy!
Yo, that does explain the dollar thing, too, that it's just completely a trap.
Come here.
it's only a dollar. Yeah. What could go wrong?
That's the fucking energy of this guy.
The door's locked behind you.
I hate him so much.
If at the end of True Detective we found out he was the evil mastermind, that show would have been an even bigger hit.
Oh my God. It would have gotten every Emmy. I mean, he's worse than Jigsaw.
Yeah.
He's worse than Pennywise. He's worse than all of them.
Because those guys, like even Freddy, those guys have charisma. This man, he's devoid of consciousness in a way that a true serial killer is. The reason that like dogs bark at serial killers is this man.
Who signed off on this? There should have been so many steps before we got to him.
No, this man lives in your town. You move to a new country.
This man has to go around not only just to the neighborhood he moved to because he's on a watch list. He has to go through the county and the state tell everyone in the state that he has been imprisoned or tried for being a child molester.
He has to drive with an amplified bullhorn saying, all people, not just children, are required to stay away from me. And he always dresses like that, too?
With his weird yellow hat.
What if it was the 50s again and people weren't allowed to sin anymore?
Also, his hands.
First of all, why does he have hands?
Why does he have hands? There's right. The one where he's pointing, right? But then there's one where the hands are by his waist. They do not have distinct fingers. They do not have discriminate digits. They're just like two little claws
right. That
sit right at his waist.
Which is troubling because he looks human, right?
He's got his features.
He's got like cartoonishly malformed hands, but his face looks like a deeply troubled human man who has never socialized.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me think that I'm dead.
Yeah, you've been saying that lately. I'd like to assure you that you're not. But also, I'm somewhat worried that that suggests that there is a possibility that you are.
Maybe it's because my aerial friend, Jawahar, mentioned it, and that she sometimes is just like, am I dead? And there's just something about how when Uncanny Valley comes into your real life, like when the logic of reality no longer squares with itself, which happens a lot.
It's happening more and more.
It's happening more and more.
Have you noticed?
Like when I saw that Trump was fucking trying to put Dr. Oz in all of his cabinet picks.
He's probably going to appoint the Megabus guy soon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's going to be the head of the department of putting your children in a basement. And then everybody's going to go, hell yeah, give it to the libs. You really owned him with this one. Meanwhile, he hires like a raccoon in a bonnet to be head of the Department of Treasurer.
That I like, actually. What you just described, I do like.
He's got a fistful of cash in his little raccoon hands.
I want to know if the Megabus mascot has a name. Sid Megabus?
I'm so...
His name is Sid the Quid.
First of all, I want to thank you again, Casey, for this immaculate suggestion. This is the worst.
Holy fuck.
This is, I'm fairly convinced they let Sacha Baron Cohen do this marketing campaign as a satire of marketing.
Truly.
Is there a more harrowing name than Sid? Why do you think Sid Vicious named himself Sid Vicious?
Hi, I'm Sid.
Hi.
It's only a dollar. Want to come on the bus?
Everyone has to sit on my lap today.
There's only one seat and it's right here. Pat, pat, pat.
My hands are clammy from holding glasses of warm milk.
Can drink warm milk.
He loves warm milk in the afternoon.
Oh, God.
I like to have it right after my nap.
That's the reverse order, Sid. You're supposed to have warm milk to go to sleep.
I'm sorry. My legs are perspiring.
Oh, God.
I naturally don't have any body hair except from my back and upper arms. That's Sid for you. Of the Megabus family.
That's interesting. Rather than getting rid of Sid, we just make a Ronald McDonald-style family that's all different family members that are like him. We just make it worse.
One is a clown who's just got a knife. That's his thing. He's always just chasing children with a knife.
I feel like they should look exactly like Sid, though, but like with different makeup. Like, the face is exactly the same. It's like emojis, how it's basically the same face.
Yeah.
It's just Sid. Sid's wife is there, and it's just Sid with, like, eyelashes and eyeshadow.
But then there's one also that looks exactly like serial killer Eileen Wuornos. But then all the other ones look like Sid Megabus.
Look like Sid. feel like...
But there's like professorial Sid. He's got like a cardigan and a tie or whatever. The way he murders is all related to like great works of literature.
So they're all criminals in some shape or form.
Oh, they're all deeply violent psychopaths who have unrivaled bloodlust and they get away with it. And that's the Megabus.
That's the Megabus.
Which honestly, if we branded it that way, basically be an escape room.
Oh shit. Now you're talking my language, honey.
You know what I mean?
Oh shit.
If you got an escape room that's fairly affordable and takes you from St. Louis, let's say you got to go to Indiana for some reason.
Shit, that's a really good idea.
A moving escape
room.
Oh
no. You know what I mean? I really didn't think that I would ever get turned on Sid the Quid of Megabus. But if it was like a horror-themed escape room bus... That's kind of incredible.
Honey, I know we've started to get to the point where we're saying that I'm sarcastically a rebranding genius, but...
No, you are genuine.
I think that Evans is here. And also, we move this to, let's say, trains. You have like a murder mystery train.
So Megan, my coworker slash boss on Mythic Quest, she did that in Europe. There were actors and stuff. They were in period costume and it was like a sleeper train too. So you like stayed the night. It's actually my dream. I want to go so bad.
Yeah, like an Agatha Christie
It's like
style.
An Agatha Christie. Yeah, it was exactly. It's like Murder on the Orient Express kind of thing. Do you know? But our version is on a shitty bus.
Yeah, which makes more sense, right? Yeah. The poverty stricken always get a much lower class, scarier version of reality. So let's fucking lean into it. Because I'm telling you, I took the Megabus from Los Angeles to St. Louis.
You did? From Los Angeles to St. Louis?
I didn't tell you this. This is...
No! Though I remember, I forgot somehow that you were raised Catholic the other
People
day.
People just forget things I say all the
no,
time.
No, it's not you, honey. It's because my memory is going.
But I tell everyone, hey, I have a fraternal twin. And they're like, no way, that's weird. And then 2 years later, they find out again and they go, you never told me that. And then we have that conversation three more times.
I never forget that you have a fraternal twin.
Yeah, I should hope not. What's up, Ben? Shout out.
Hi, Ben.
He's the best. First of all, okay. The version of this on a plane, and it's the story of the hijacker who hijacked...
Wait, so who is this hijacker?
Oh, we did a drunk history episode. And people, I forget his name, but he's this sort of like gentleman hijacker who I think he got the plane to land. And this is in like the, I don't know, 50s, I think?
Okay.
And then got money and then got the plane to go back in the air, then parachuted with all the money, was never seen again.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, let's look up his name.
Hijacker that... Jump from plane? D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, D.B. Cooper. Yeah, you don't know about D.B. Cooper?
I do not know about D.B. Cooper.
The Koopman.
Wow. Incredible. Criminal status at large believed dead.
Right.
That's so fucking metal.
True folk hero. I still also need to tell my story of taking the Megabus from Los Angeles to St. Louis. I'll keep it fast, but I think we're like getting to the point in the episode where we're starting to understand how truly frightening the Megabus is. And I can articulate this with one of the most surreal and scary moments in my life, which was in Texas in the middle of the night. This is about hour 40 on the Megabus.
Oh my God.
We stop at one of those truck stops that have like, their main thing is like, we have giant bathrooms.
Giant?
Yeah, because there's like showers in there. They've been on the road for a long time.
Right.
It's just a trucker truck stop, right? So we all get off. Everybody gets, it's always, there's, you know, there's like an Arby's there or some sort of poison. And we get.
How dare you? Arby's curly fries are delicious.
Oh my God, I've eaten, well, don't make me talk about the big Montana.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't dare.
We'll be 10 stories in and I won't have finished one.
No, you're right. Okay. So giant bathrooms, yeah.
So giant bathrooms, so we go use that. Everybody gets back on again. Now, nobody slept. You can't sleep on the Megabus.
Right.
It's like trying to sleep in Vietnam. You can't. You need to be on watch.
Yeah, right.
You light a cigarette, but you hide the ember so that a sniper doesn't see you. Okay, so there's a couple. They have a newborn baby who has been alternately screaming and shitting the entire time. They are currently arguing about who's going to change the baby's diaper. They are very good friends with this guy who was a trucker who got his truck taken from him and everything was taken, including his anxiety meds. And the only thing he had left was a pool cue. To be honest, too, there was some real community forming. Those people were getting along great. They were having a lot of fun. They were laughing. I thought that guy was going to slowly assemble the pool cue and beat me to death. And picture all that with Sid the Quid on the side of the bus the whole time.
Fuck, it's...
Hi. Come on in.
My hands are so sweaty, I can't hold the wheel.
I took his anxiety meds. It was me.
I took them as a suppository.
Fiddle diddle diddle,
I'm Sid the Quid. Bring me all your adults and especially kids.
Oh, no. He wants the adults too?
Oh, he loves it all. Yeah.
Wow, he's equal opportunity freak.
I can't picture sex without violence.
Oh, God. So our rebrand is just leaning into the already very latent horror that comes with riding the Megabus.
Yeah, I have some other ideas.
Okay, please.
They're ignoring the name of the thing, which is the Megabus, right? So let's ignore Sid the Quid, okay?
God, it's going to be hard, but I'll try.
And let's go for a new direction, which is, what if they partner with Transformers?
Interesting.
And this becomes a new Transformer like Megatron, or like Optimus Prime or something. It's the Mega Bus. It's fun for children. Ignore Sid. It looks like Optimus Prime. The entire thing is painted to look like a cool transforming robot bus. Maybe they got a contract with Universal or whoever, so it's like Transformers themed. You're all watching the Transformers together.
Sure, sure.
The poor bus driver. Let's say in this world they get paid a lot of money to kind of dress like a Transformer.
But are we still keeping it at a dollar? Because I do think that's a good thing about Megabus, right?
That's the beautiful thing about Megabus. It's a populist dream, baby. It was very helpful for me when I needed to go from Chicago to St. Louis and I only had ramen noodle money. Or when I had to go to Los Angeles to Chicago, which I'm telling you, took 11 weeks. I don't know how they did it. But I got to St. Louis and Chicago, and I was both older and younger.
You went through a portal. You went through space and time. You came back out.
Yeah, time warps in the Megabus in the same way it does when you get near a black hole. Your watch stops, but you grow a beard. You know, that kind of shit.
I want to circle back to the idea of it being like an escape room or a haunted house.
Yeah.
Because this appeals to me.
Yeah.
So someone like the guy with the pool cue, instead of him paying a dollar to ride the Megabus, he is now paid to be part of the ambiance of the escape room slash haunted house that is the Megabus.
Absolutely. Because this guy was very gifted in the art of frightening strangers. Let's pay him, but put him on the payroll. He needs to get money together to get more anxiety medication.
That's right. He got stolen.
Yeah. By the cops. This is like wicked. He's the good guy in the situation.
That's right. That's
he is like a neurotypical man who has some trauma. And these cops came over, took his only form of income, which is his truck, and his only ability to remain somewhat stable.
Right, to regulate himself, which was his anxiety meds.
Yeah, the fact that he had anxiety medication, because this would have been like probably 2001. He was actually way ahead of the curve
on the mental health
thing. Yeah.
So what would be like a theme for one of these Megabus haunted house slash escape rooms? Oh, honey, wait.
Mm.
This would be impossible.
Okay. That's what we specialize here in Rebrand.
A speed escape room.
That is so great.
The film Speed, starring Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I'm very familiar.
I know. I wasn't doing it for you. I was doing it for the listeners. I don't remember it at all, except that she has to stay at a certain... She can't exceed a certain speed limit.
No, she can't go below.
She can't go below a... So right, of course, because it's called speed.
She has to remain at speed.
Then we could get like a horrifying Keanu Reeves version of Sid the Quid on the Megabus for that one.
I like that you made him horrifying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got to look, he has to have the body type and basic face of Sid the Quid, but like sort of augmented so that it looks like Keanu Reeves.
No, I love this. Yeah, there's so many great scenes in Speed. There's also a guy on the bus of Speed who thinks that Keanu is there to get him because he like robbed somebody or something. All the people on the bus have to like subdue this guy. So that's the first part. There's a guy who you have to kind of talk down. Like in the movie, Keanu Reeves is like, I'm not here for you.
That was a pretty good Keanu, honey.
Thanks, honey. He lives in my heart.
Yeah. He lives in all our hearts, really. Yeah. Murder on the Orient Express, obviously there was a murder. So if you want to do like a classic murder mystery kind of thing, you could set up like, you know, it seems like dude with the pool cue murdered this person. But it could be anyone on the bus.
Could be anyone on the
bus. Could be anyone on the bus.
This is truly immersive.
Very immersive.
This is what dinner theater wants to be because you literally cannot get off. You cannot escape. Getting away from the escape room thing, let's do those. And also, let's just have a bus of serenity. Because I will tell you that the Megabus is the opposite of that. So let's get on there with some tropical rainforest sounds.
Sure, sure, sure.
Getting back to our episode about traffic. Maybe there's some living plant life in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe it's Eckhart Tolle on the speaker.
I thought you were going to say it was an Eckhart Tolle version of Sid the Quid.
One must be present when you watch the life leave their eyes. Sid!
Sid, stop it!
You know it was originally the squid, and even they were like, that's too creepy.
Sid the Squid?
Sid the Quid looks like in a Stephen King novel where they go back to the 50s and you find out that the phosphate counter clerk is actually responsible for all of the evil in the town, and he's actually like a spider or something.
Phosphate clerk.
Like the soda jerk.
He's actually a spider.
Yeah, and the children have to fight the spider.
Honey, did I talk about pedophilia too much in this show?
I'd say you didn't talk about it enough.
I just can't. I beseech all of you. I don't care if you're driving. Crash your car to look at how insane.
I want that to be our tagline for rebrand. Crash your car. Take it into a ditch so you can visit our Instagram page.
God, Sid Megabus. Unreal. Yeah. There are versions of him that are slightly less weird. Excuse me? Excuse me?
She's looking at her phone, by the way. Side note, this is what it's like living with Ashley. She stops talking, looks at her phone, and goes, oh, no. And you're just stuck here until she decides to tell you what she's looking at.
I'm going to tell you. I can't believe it. I was trying to find, because I saw a couple of versions of Sid Megabus that were not as horrifying. So I was going to, like, you know, look at them and, like, consider them. Instead, what I fucking found... is a Happy Easter advertisement from Megabus, where Sid Megabus, his mouth is pursed.
No.
Like an anus that has it has chocolate around it. It looks like an asshole. And he's surrounded by chocolate eggs, and there's a banner at the bottom that says Happy Easter.
Wait, let me show it to you.
I am not motherfucking lying.
Oh, it looks like a Hitler mustache.
Because I think what it's trying to suggest is that he ate a chocolate egg and he was sloppy because of course he is. He's Sid Megabus and he got chocolate all over his mouth. Why in God's ever-loving fucking name would they make this? There are no words. I just zoomed in and showed it to more.
It's
unreal.
Yeah, it's beyond.
I'm fucking enraged.
Yeah.
Oh no, these other versions of Sid are even worse. He's winking. I just can't. I need to stop looking at my phone. I got to stop looking at my phone.
You need to throw the phone away.
I have to burn it.
Yeah.
I have to run it over with my car.
Yeah.
It's haunted now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's in our house now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't bring him. Don't invite his spirit.
He's like, when you say Sid Megabus 3 times in a row, he fucking appears.
Everybody has to sage their phone after this episode. After listening to this episode.
Sage your fucking house.
It has, yeah. This has to be like John Carpenter mastermind this or something. Some sort of like horror auteur. And they wonder like why it didn't do too great. They're like, it's only a dollar. Yeah, you're like, yeah, you feel like people are entering the Silence of the Lambs.
Willingly going into a serial killer's den.
Yeah.
To be dismembered and eaten.
While you're alive as long as possible. That's what Sid.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What do you think Sid's middle name is?
Oh, fuck me.
That's where it should end. That should be the end of the episode.
He's one of those serial killers that would have a mother that ignored all of the trouble signs, thought he was a perfect boy. So my pitch is Sid Sweetheart Megabus.
Wow. So you think for Sid, it's not a nurture issue.
I think he came out the devil.
Yeah. You think Rosemary's Baby style, some people are just born sick.
Yes. I don't think that about anyone else, but I do think that about Sid Megabus.
Except for Sid. Yeah. He loves milk. Hates water.
The warmer, the better.
Yeah, the warmer, the better.
He likes, you know what he likes? A warm cup of skim milk.
Yeah.
Or.
He's trying to lose a couple pounds.
Or buttermilk. Or he drinks straight, warm buttermilk.
Unpasteurized.
Unpasteurized. Yeah, he's one of those people that.
Raw milk's better for you.
Straight from the cow.
I like to go straight from the cow.
He gets onto the Megabus with a glass of unpasteurized buttermilk that is filled so high to the brim that everyone is concerned it's going to spill.
And he won't take a sip.
That's the
He won't take a sip to diminish the tension. He keeps talking to you and he keeps gesturing with it in his hand. And you're like, it's going to, Sid, it's going to get everywhere.
Yeah, and it's slowly sliding down his clammy palm.
Oh my God, I hate Sid Megabus so much.
I have a sweating condition. Doctors are baffled by the amount.
I feel like we're never going to get fan art for the show, but I have a feeling that someone's going to send us fan art of Sid Megabus.
I want us both portrayed as Sid.
No! Sid honey, why? The Sid Megabus versions of you and me? Oh, God.
My hat's blue because I'm a boy. He's very into gender, by the
way. Oh, of course he is.
Yeah. There's only two.
Oh, my God. I hate him so much. We have to end this episode now. Thank you, Casey, for this wonderful suggestion and the nightmares that I'm going to have later.
This has infected us all, Casey. And
and we really love it. So Thank you so much. Honey, where can they find us?
You can find us at Rebrand the Pod on Instagram. Email us any suggestions or compliments about how much you enjoy our show at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com. Join our Discord at Rebrand the Pod. And please leave us a many star review and a loving, kind, generous, fawning write up about how you like the show, because comments are good for the robots.
Definitely give us like a 5-star review, but then just write the lore of Sid Megabus as your review.
That's true. Start the fan fiction for Sid if we could.
Oh, we should look up that.
Sid fan fiction. Honey, I think like all true horror, everybody pretended that this didn't exist until now.
He should be the new Slender Man. Like, he should be the internet's new horror boy.
Yeah, he's really the opposite, too. He's a little chonk.
He's a little chonk.
He's a sweet little chonk.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Sorry I talked about pedophilia so much.
Sleep well.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a great suggestion, too.
Yeah, that really was.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!